My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, we have decided, Andy and I, we've been talking about this exercise for about a week now, I'd say.
It's caller-driven. It was an idea of a caller.
I think it was, yes. I forget who it was.
We give you credit, caller.
Whoever you are. Thank you, caller. And it was to basically go down the roster and let's talk about what we have. Because I feel like Mayo said that a lot. We've heard Patriots apologists this season say, no, this season's not about winning. It's about seeing what you have on the roster and then making decisions for next year and blah, 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 blah. So let's get a jump on that, okay?
Okay.
Let's get a jump on seeing what we have on this roster so far. It's been 6 weeks of the season, which is, you know, a little more than a third, I guess, or right around a third of the way through the year. Let's go down this roster and see who is worth keeping, who you consider to be above average, and who is a building block for the future here in terms of their youth, contract status, et cetera. We'll start with the defense, and we'll go with the backups on defense before we get to the starters. So let's go ahead and start with their latest phenomenon on the defensive line. Jaquelin Roy, who had a sack yesterday, his second sack of the year. I've never seen this man before in my life. I didn't know he was on the team. I haven't been going to practice, Andy, so I'm not sure about some of these fringe guys, but this guy isn't a fringe guy anymore. He's one of your best defensive linemen. Jaquelin Roy, who is, by the way, 23 years old, in case you were wondering. And this is his second year in the NFL. He was with the Vikings last year, played in 12 games. Jaquelin Roy, is he a building block for the future?
He is not a building block for the future.
Okay.
He is, what do I need to tell you, average?
Yeah, is he above or below average, or is, if you want
he
to say
he feels average right now. I mean, based on the short sampling and me realizing he existed and was on the team and did things for the team,
yep.
I'm going to give him average, and I'm going to say he's not a building block for the future.
Okay, how about Jeremiah Farms?
Not a building block for the future.
Okay.
Average at best player.
All right, I don't know anything. I couldn't tell if he's average or not, so I'll just say not a building block. How about Josh Uche?
I mean, I guess I get to give a guy who had an 11-sack season average, but he's not part of the future.
2 years ago, so
yeah. But he's done it. Like, I mean, I got to give you credit for the year you had. But he has not stepped up to the challenge of Judon being gone. Judon, remember that? That whole talking point was Judon's gone. It's going to open up opportunities for Keon White and Josh Uche and Anthony Jennings. I don't feel like anybody has taken hold of that and utilized it. So, no, he is not part of the future.
Uche did sign a contract, though. So, I mean,
he's one-year deal.
It's just a one-year deal?
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
remember, he was
right.
Like, I left so much money on the table. I could have gotten so much more elsewhere.
Okay, dude.
You're full of crap.
Right.
From who?
Yes, it was a one-year deal. 1 year, $3 million. Okay, so Uche, not part of the future. How about Raekwon McMillan?
Kind of too old and banged up to be part of the future. Average NFL player, but I don't think he's a building block for the future. No.
Okay. How about Christian Ellis with two S's?
Yes, a part of the future. He's coming on. I think he is going to be a rotational backup linebacker for years to come because he's one of those guys. He's not going to ever make any money. He's not ever. You need to fill out a roster with people like.
Okay,
people
so
like
he's
that.
A, he's an end of the bench type of guy, but you think?
Oh,
he
yeah.
has a, you think
he's
he going to
stay
spot.
In the backup role?
Okay. How about Marco Wilson?
No, he's not a building block.
Marte Mapu.
Not a building. Am I being harsh on that? Because I don't feel like he's a building block.
Well, I thought he had a couple of plays in that game on okay. Sunday, but building block, I'd probably say no.
Not a building block.
Del Pettis.
Not a building block.
Not a building block. Isaiah Bolden.
Not a building block.
Marcellus Dial.
Not a building block.
Brendan Schooler.
Building block on
building
special
block!
Teams.
Yeah!
Let's go.
Brendan Schooler. Special teams building block. I'd agree with you there.
Yeah.
All right, defensive starters. Keon White.
I'm going to say building block, but boy, did he come out hot and bothered and then really fizzle out
yeah.
over the last four games.
He's so, part of the future, though.
He's part,
he's
of, the
part of the future.
For better or worse, you may yeah. realize he's not as good as you thought or hoped he would be, but he's part of the future. Yes, building
okay.
block.
Dietrich Wise.
Too old to be a building block, right? He's like the new Lawrence guy. Like, he's a
kinda,
nice player,
yeah.
and he's going to peter out here in the next couple of years, I would think.
Yeah, I'm sort of with you on that. I like Dietrich Wise. I thought there was a chance that the same year that Uche had the 11 saves, I thought Dietrich Wise was kind of having a breakout year, and then that all kind of fell apart last season, and he's mostly a backup. I don't think he's been starting much this year, so, you know, take that how you want.
But. I probably should have asked this before I answered, like, 12 players deep. Mm-hmm. In my mind, just so you know, the barometer I was using, like, 3 years from now, or two seasons from now, the 2026 season.
Will he be on the team?
Will he be on the team?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
25, 26, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because next year you could be here, whatever, but if I think Dietrich Wise probably not going to be here in 26.
Okay, how about Devon Godshaw?
Probably not going to be here in 26. You know why?
Probably
he
not.
Knew that. That's why he put his foot down this offseason to get a little money guarantee.
Right. Daniel Akwale.
Nope.
Anthony Jennings.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
You consider him a building block or just someone who's going to be on the roster?
I think he will be a top 14 defensive player.
Okay. Top 14 defensive
player.
So, like,
three backups, rotation, something like that.
All right, backup. Sione Takitaki.
I got no idea what the hell he is. He just got here.
Well, maybe put an incomplete there. How about Jelani Tavai?
My three-year rule, yes.
Yes, you think he will be?
Yeah, you can get a few more years out of him.
Jonathan Jones, our good friend of the program, Jonathan Jones.
No, aging out.
All right, an ex on Jonathan Jones, Kyle Duggar.
Yes.
Yes,
you better
agree.
Be. You just paid him.
That's true. Jalen Hawkins.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, Christian Gonzalez. Yes.
Absolutely, yes, with capital Y, E, and S.
I think everybody agrees with that. Marcus Jones.
No.
No. Okay. I like him as a returner. I thought he had a couple of good returns
in that game. If you want him as a returner, I'll say check mark.
Okay, so
but I'm not sure he's not a top three defense cornerback, in my opinion.
No, I think he's a decent third corner. I mean,
I don't think he is.
You don't think he's even decent?
No, I think he's a fourth
or fifth
corner.
Tank Dell dismantled him last week.
Yeah.
That's true.
Fourth
and on IR right now, we have Juwan Bentley. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes on Juwan Bentley and Christian Barmore.
Yes.
I'd like to say yes, but I don't know about that condition.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be fine. I like the tone that's trended in the positive direction between Mayo, social media. I'm feeling good about that. How many yeses did I get?
Okay. The yeses from the Andy Hart list, and I largely agree with most of them. A couple that I might change the nos, but the yeses are Christian Ellis.
Christian Ellis is the first name.
Brendan Schooler.
Special teams.
Keon White.
Okay.
Anthony Jennings. Jelani Tavai. Kyle Duggar. Christian Gonzalez. Juwan Bentley and Christian Barmore. And I'm keeping Jones out of it because we're not doing special teams. Although, I guess if we're not doing special teams, I've got to cross out Schooler.
Can't count Schooler then.
All right,
either.
Fine. So I'll say, yeah, I'll give Jones a yes, too. So here it is. Building blocks for the defense going forward. Ellis, Schooler, Jennings, White, Duggar, Gonzalez, Jones, Bentley, Barmore. I'd say no on Bentley. I'd take Bentley off.
I think he's going to age out.
I think he's going to age out, and I think that this injury is not a good thing for someone like him. I'd say Tavai, and they'd probably go out and do something else at linebacker, I think, by 2026. If I had to guess, that's no disrespect to Bentley because I like him. I think he's a good player. I'm just sort of thinking ahead here, and I'm not sure that that's the standing. I think you can do better than him, I guess.
Well, and I would also say, and both the text line and the Twitch chat getting involved in this, like building block question mark, says the 413. Can't even name what these guys do and what position they play. If you're really going to ask me the building blocks of this defense, and you removed Bentley, which I kind of agree with, it's Barmore, it's Gonzalez, and it's Duggar. I don't know that there are any other true building blocks. Now, I was giving you credit for guys that are going to be a part of the three-year plan, a part of the future, have a long-term future on the defensive side of the ball. But if you're going to say actual building blocks, like guys you're going to build a defense around, that's just Barmore, Duggar, and Gonzalez. And I'm not willing to say it about anybody else.
I'd throw White in there too, but I think that's probably it. I just think that's what they're going to do. That's who they are.
You want to keep giving up big runs when he gets squished down and the guy just runs right by him easily?
I think he can improve. Barmore's first year wasn't very good.
How about when he chases the quarterback and he decides, I'm going to do what I want. And you can call it freelancing or selfish, whatever you want. And he's going to run by me, but I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Okay, so your list of guys who will be on the roster, if we cut it down to just the building blocks, you're going with Barmore, Gonzalez, Duggar, and that's it.
Yep, that's it for me. You have three building blocks.
Three building blocks on the defense. Not a Pro Bowl among them, I don't think, right? I mean, none of those guys have been. I mean, Gonzalez might have been last year if he had played the whole year, but not yet for Barmore.
I'm not given iffy Pro Bowls.
Not yet
There's
for
no
Duggar.
Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
I mean, no if Pro Bowls.
So, yeah, that's your building blocks right now are three pretty good young players who are not elite, but they're
Duggar,
someone
not
that you're going to build
young
around.
As you'd like him to be. Probably.
That's true. Duggar's like 27, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's 4 years into the league. So that's really called the prime of your career as a defense.
So how are we feeling about the future of the defense overall?
Not great.
Not great, right?
Not great.
Yeah.
You just made me feel worse. I was feeling good this week. It's May Day Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the great Drake May era, and you just told me there's nobody on defense moving forward, not to mention...
You told me that.
Not to mention, I don't know how I feel about the coaching going forward between Jerod Mayo and DeMarcus Covington.
Fair.
There are some. I had somebody text me last night. I'll leave their name out of this. Not a team personnel person, more of a media person, who was like...
Perillo.
Maybe. but, like, is DeMarcus Covington a sure thing moving forward? Like, is he a building block of the coaching staff? Has he done a good job? Is he handling himself well?
I would say no.
We work better as a... Anybody? Anybody know the word I usually use?
When I say we work better as you say unit.
Work. Unit. Work. Unit.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's argument to be made that the defense has gotten certainly a lot worse under the Mayo Covington watch. I think
we should really do this throughout the organization because I was just thinking
the coaching staff too. Yeah, sure.
And the front office staff and ownership.
Well, there's only one guy in the front office staff I can even name, so it's like
what? Grow. No, you know Grow.
Oh, Grow. That's true. All right, Wolf and Grow.
Wolf and Grow.
Building blocks. No, and no. How about that? That's in my opinion.
We're really, I mean, putting X's through a lot of people.
This is what we're doing right now. This is why I couldn't get all that excited about Drake May because of this roster, because of the future. I don't feel like there's a great future here. And we're going to do the offense tomorrow. It's probably going to be worse than this.
But who, like, for example, I'm not going to pretend to intimately know the Bills roster, but how many future building blocks do they have? I know they have Josh Allen, and as long as they have Josh Allen, most people are going to assume they're going to be a pretty good football team, right?
Yep.
And that's what you want to have with Drake May. That's my argument. My counter-argument to you questioning the roster, which is all valid. We just proved it. This was an experiment from a listener to prove that there are questionable building blocks around this team. But if Drake May is who we want him to be and hope he is, and some of us think he is, then the rest of it is just details.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Who are the building blocks of the Bills? The freaking Dalton Kincaid?
Deion Dawkins. I mean, that rookie they drafted, I kind of like from Florida
State.
Coleman, yes, I like him.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah, I like Coleman.
No, I know you like him. You sure he's a building block?
I think he's going to be, yeah.
Okay, he might be. I mean, some of these guys might be. Robinson might be a building block. He might be the next great thing at guard.
And yeah, I'd say Dalton Kincaid's definitely a building block.
Well, he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
We'll see if he is.
And, you know, the defense, who's the guy they signed from the Eagles? At corner, Roswell Douglas.
Sure.
He's still in his 20s. Like, that's a guy who's probably going to be there in a few years. Daquan Jones. Russo, I don't know how old these guys are, but I'd imagine they're still going to be there. Like, the Bills already, they're not rebuilding. That's the difference. Like, the Bills aren't a rebuilding team. You are.
No, but so, you can do it with any team. Look at a three-year plan. Like the Jets. If you did the three-year, I used 3 years. I just picked a number.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do 3 years against the Jets, quarterback, no. Wide receiver, no.
Right.
Right? Like, right off the bat, those two. Hassan Reddick, he's never been there, so I'm going to put him a no.
Probably not.
Head coach, no, because they don't have a head coach, so I don't know if the head coach is, you know, like, you can do this with good and bad teams as you're assessing kind of where they're going over this next window of time. And I think it's actually an interesting kind of exercise. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.